The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Virat Purusha, situated himself in that golden egg, which was lying on the water, and he divided it into many departments. Nirabhidya tasya pratamam mukham vani tato bhavat vanya vanya rato nase pranato grana etayo. First of all, a mouth appeared in him, and then came forth the organ of speech, and with it the god of fire, the deity who presides over that organ. Then a pair of nostrils appeared, and in them appeared the olfactory sense, as well as prana, the vital air. Purport. With the manifestation of speech, fire also became manifested, and with the manifestation of nostrils, the vital air, the breathing process, and the sense of smell also became manifested. Okay, so now we are going to read, what is it, text 55. Granad vayur abhidyetam akshane chakshur etayo tasmat suryo nyabhidyetam karno Shrotram Tato Disha Granad Vayor Abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo Tasmat Suryo Nyabhidyetam Karno Shrotram Tato Disha Granad Vayor Abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo Tasmat Suryo Abhidyetam Karno Shrotram Tato Disha Granad Vayor Abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo Tasmat Suryo Nabhidyetam Karno Shrotram Tato Disha
Granad Vayur Abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo Tasmat Suryo Nabhidyetam Karno Shrotram Tato Disha
Granad Vayur Abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo Tasmat Suryo Nyabhidyetam Karno Shrotram Tato Disha Granad Vayur Abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo
Akshini Chakshure Tayo, Tasmat Suryo Nyabhidyetam, Karno Shrotram Tato Disha,
Karno Shrotram Tato Disha.
Akshini Chakshure Tayo,
Tasmat Suryo Nyabhidyetam, tasmat suryo namidhyetam
Could someone do the word for word? We're in the middle of a real mess here.
Grana,
grana,
from the olfactory sense,
from the olfactory sense,
vayu,
vayu,
the wind god,
the wind god,
avidyetam,
avidyetam,
appear,
appear,
achirin,
achirin,
the two eyes,
the two eyes,
chakshuru,
chakshuru,
the sense of sight,
the sense of sight.
Etayo,
etayo,
in them,
in them,
tasma,
tasma,
from that,
surya,
surya, the sun god,
the sun god,
nyabit etam,
nyabit etam,
appear,
appear,
karno,
karno,
the two ears,
the two ears,
srotram,
srotram,
the auditory sense,
the auditory sense,
tada,
tada,
from
that,
dishaha,
dishaha,
the deities preceding,
Please read. I'm trying to.
Translation. In the wake of the olfactory sense came the wind god, who presides over that sense. Thereafter, a pair of eyes appeared in the universal form, and in them the sense of sight. In the wake of this sense came the sun god. Who presides over it. Next, there appeared in him a pair of ears, and in them the auditory sense, and in his wake the dig devata are the deities who preside over the directions.
I'll do it, actually. I've got to the point it's hopeless here, so I'll just... not worry about it any longer. All right, let me just read the translation. In the wake of the olfactory sense came the wind god who presides over that sense. Thereafter, a pair of eyes appeared in the universal form, and in them the sense of sight. In the wake of this sense came the sun god who presides over it. Next there appeared in him a pair of ears, and in them the auditory sense, and in its wake the dig devatas, or the deities who preside over the directions, purported by Srila Prabhupada. The appearance of different bodily parts of the Lord's universal form, and the appearance of the presiding deities of those bodily parts is being described. As in the womb of a mother, a child gradually grows different bodily parts, so in the universal womb, the universal form of the Lord gives rise to the creation of various paraphernalia. The senses appear, and over each of them, there is a presiding deity. It is corroborated by the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam and also by Brahma Samhita that the sun appeared after the appearance of the eyes of the universal form of the Lord. The sun is dependent on the eyes of the universal form. The Brahma Samhita also says that the sun is the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Yach chakshu esha savita. Savita means the sun. The sun is the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, everything is created by the universal body of the Supreme Godhead. Material nature is simply the supplier of materials. The creation is actually done by the Supreme Lord, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 10. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Under my direction, does material nature create all moving and non-moving objects in the cosmic creation. Granadvayor abhidyetam Akshani Chakshur Etayo. Tasmat Suryo Nyabidyetam. Karno Shrotram Tato Disha. Just a sec. Last try. Translation. In the wake of the olfactory sense came the wind god who presides over that sense. Thereafter a pair of eyes appeared in the universal form, and in them the sense of sight. In the wake of the sense came the sun god who presides over it. Next there appeared in him a pair of ears, him means the Lord, and in them the auditory sense, and in its wake the digdevatas, or the deities who preside over the directions. Yes, well, the ongoing process of creation, quite amazing, and described in very personal terms. Actually, we understand from Bhagavad Gita, we understand from Bhagavad Gita that the universal form, what is described as the universal form, is not exactly a person. Not exactly a person, but is it more like a conception to help people appreciate that behind the creation is a person? Otherwise, the tendency in material life is towards being impersonal. The tendency towards being impersonal is so strong that, anyway, without it being described in personal terms, it would become too difficult for those people who have those impersonal tendencies, and there's really many, many of them, a very large proportion of the people who are there. The tendency towards impersonalism is so strong that if it's not described in personal terms, even though it's not exactly like that, but it would just make things a lot worse for them. So, therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to help people who are conditioned by the material nature, and it has so many ramifications and so many different effects in different ways on the consciousness, the way of thinking, the perceptions of the conditioned souls. So to help, he does things, certain things in very personal ways. Even the deity form of the Lord. Of course, the Lord can appear in any way he wants. And there's, in principle, there's absolutely nothing wrong with him accepting a form in matter, which is otherwise in matter, like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is here with us. The other night, a week ago, Raghunath Bhatta Prabhu was talking about different exchanges with Prabhupada, and the result, that there were results, yes, in terms of the exchange. If one tries to do that with, just some ordinary statue, as you get in the different places here and there in the town square in Russia, when you go to the almost every little village, you get a statue of Lenin, and on his appearance day they come and offer red flowers at his, you know, whatever feet. And to them there's some idea, there's definitely some idea in their minds, their not very big minds, that there's a personal exchange, although there's not really. So the same principle is applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the sense that out of matter, some form, you could say in just the purely material sense, which resembles him, but he accepts it. He enters it, and he's present in it, and he reciprocates through it, and one can have exchanges with him in that form. And of course, well, like we said, in principle there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all, because the Lord can do something like that, no problem. But specifically he does it to help the conditioned souls who otherwise would find it extremely difficult to get out of that propensity towards impersonalism. So in a similar sort of way, but even it's going further really, that in this process of creation, and not just the creation process, but just in terms of the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, as we see in Bhagavad Gita in the 11th chapter, he devotes a whole chapter to expressing the concept that the different features of this material world, and there's so many features, and many of them are very impressive and very striking. But to present those features as if they are features of an actual person, as we know persons. But the universal form, Prabhupada explains on numerous occasions here and there, including there in Bhagavad Gita, the universal form is not exactly a form like of a person. It's just, it's a conception. It's more a conception. So the question can easily be raised that why bother with that? But the answer to that question is to help the conditioned souls who otherwise, because of their tendencies to become entangled in conceptions which are less than truly personal. If it's not presented in that way, then it will just be so much more difficult for them to become devotees. And that of course is the purpose of the material creation. The purpose of the material creation is to give the fallen conditioned souls the opportunity to become devotees again. Yes, and ultimately to go back to Godhead and enter into their eternal relationships with Lord Krishna. So like that, this description is going on here. The descriptions going on here of the it's like the secondary process. Well, it's sort of in between the primary. It's part of the primary process of creation, because Lord Brahma has not appeared yet. The secondary creation begins from Brahma, when he takes all these things the senses and the sense organs, sensory functions, all of these things, and starts distributing them to embodied beings within this material world. Yeah, so here, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of what happens in the womb of the mother. The child initially is just some little tiny, minute little, you could almost say just an object. Of course, living, but they're no other than growing slowly. There are no obvious features of life within the womb, but gradually the different bodily parts manifest, and then eventually it comes to the point the child comes out as a, you know, in those terms, fully developed baby, human being. Yes. So similarly, in the universal womb, Prabhupada says, in the universal womb of the universal form, the Lord gives rise to the creation of the various paraphernalia involved. The senses appear. One by one, the senses appear. And over each of them, there's a presiding deity. And it's interesting here that the sun has appeared. It's appearing right here. The sun appeared after the appearance of the eyes. The sun is dependent on the eyes. Without the sun, the eyes cannot really function. We actually discussed a few weeks ago about the different Purushas, Adibhautik, Adiatmic, and Adidaivic Purushas, in the concept of the existence and functioning of the embodied conditioned soul in this world. And then those three who have to work cooperatively for the conditioned soul to be able to function in the material world, those three are dependent on the super soul. Each is dependent on the other. None of them are independent to do as they like. Each requires the other. But they all require the super soul. Otherwise, the whole thing becomes hopeless and just it cannot function. So the sun is dependent on the eyes of the universal form. The eyes of the universal form indicates that capacity which will then be distributed amongst the conditioned soul. Yeah, but eyes without the sun are sort of no eyes. There's yes. So or the sun without the eyes. Yeah, the sun itself, its existence, is sort of meaningless. So like this, the process of creation is going on under the control of the actual Supreme Personality of Godhead, who does have his actual real form, which is actually himself. But in the process of creation within this material world, which is separated material energy of the Lord, the way everything functions, as is being described here, is little, one could say, there's an element of abstractness in how it's all happening. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.